got some money to spend tonight.
It is finally Friday. We had an amazing weekend heading our way in the Pikes Peak region. So that means it's time to talk with Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar. He's going to hook us up with all the info on events happening around town. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Renee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are you? Are you ready for a little warm-up, some sunshine?
Yeah. No, I think I am. Yeah.
Seriously. Before we get another snowstorm. But let's, get out and enjoy this weekend. So what are some of the fantastic events happening?
Yeah, we'll start off actually tonight. I know you mentioned the downtown ice skating, but there's another event going on downtown at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. They are having their silent film soiree, Roaring Twenties costume party.
Oh, how fun is that?
I like saying the word soiree.
Yes.
Sounds fun. But the event will feature the 1925 silent film adaptation of Phantom of the Opera.
Nice.
Which Lon Chaney,
yes,
who has several local connections, started. He was born in the Springs in 1883, and his grandfather established the School for the Deaf and Blind in 1874. He was a big silent film star. So the film, and then live accompaniment by the Mont Alto Motion Picture Association down at the Pioneers Museum. VIP access to the museum exhibits, Roaring Twenties themed costume party and contest, photo booth, all sorts of other shenanigans at the Pioneers Museum. One note, you have to be 21 or over to go to the soiree this evening. But a fun a fun event at the Pioneers Museum.
You know what? It really is like, and I think a lot of folks don't know that Lon Chaney was born here. I mean, that's like amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super famous and cool that you have that tie to the Springs. If you're feeling more outdoorsy and tomorrow with the good weather from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center is hosting the 15th annual Bighorn Sheep Day.
That's fun.
Nature walks, presentations, live animals, youth crafts, games, giveaways, and more. And also wildlife viewing stations. And Renee, I don't know about you, but I have seen the Rampart Range Bighorn herd in the garden. So folks keep their eyes peeled when they're out there tomorrow for Bighorn Sheep.
Yeah, that's a fun event. So grab the kids and head out.
The 15th annual, all of a sudden, too. It's amazing.
I know, right?
The Colorado Springs Philharmonic is presenting Spirit of Prohibition tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Pikes Peak Center in downtown Colorado Springs. As one might expect, it's a tribute to the golden age of jazz. So speakeasy sounds are in the spotlight with the music of Irving Berlin, Louis Armstrong, and other legends with the Philharmonic. Stargazers Perfect. Theater tomorrow night and Sunday night, 7:30 and 6 p.m. respectively. Yesterday, the Beatles tribute. So they're portraying the musical icons, the Beatles, obviously. They transport their audience to a bygone era of magical innocence, encompassing all eras of Beatle music. So if you're a Beatles
That's
fan,
cool.
yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's yesterday, and they're performing tomorrow and Sunday, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
and then two more.
Okay.
The Fine Arts Center actually last night opened the Bridges of Madison County.
Nice.
Fine Arts Center Theater Company. And obviously it's based on the best-selling novel, and there's a film as well. But the Bridges of Madison County captures the lyrical expanse of America's heartland, along with the yearning entangled in the eternal question, what if? The play won the 2014 Tony Award for Best Score and Orchestrations, and is a sweeping romance about the roads we travel, the doors we open, and the bridges we dare to cross, which I thought was just a very nice way to phrase that performance. And then finally, Commonweal Artist Co-op in Manitou Springs has a show called Love Thy Neighbor, open through March 2nd. So if you need an opportunity to go over to Manitou and check out some art. The juried show, inspired by local and beloved artist Charles Rocky, who of course passed away last year. But because his impact was so wide-ranging, there was a very large response, and there will, in fact, be art from 17 different artists in Commonweal honoring Rocky through the early part of March. So, great weather and all sorts of fun events across the Pikes Peak region.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there's even more than what we talked about, Jonathan. So give everybody the website so they can go check it out.
Yes, absolutely. PeakRadar.com is the place to go for all the details. You can search by date range, categories, all sorts of ways to narrow down the stuff you're interested or want to see.
Perfect. Jonathan, always great to talk with you. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend. We will talk with you next Friday.
Sounds great, Renee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. 841 KRDO News Radio.